Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for... No, 23 after the hour. Sorry about that. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the radio talk show host who can't tell time. That's my other title that I wear around here. I'm glad you're here, and you know, folks, what I always say, if you can't laugh at yourself, you miss the best laughs of your life, and that's so true about me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Notice how I never mess those up, right? I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Peter Sacco is here. Peter, welcome back to the show. Thanks again for hanging out with us. I know your radio show was perfect all the time. Right.
Well, I don't know about perfect. You know what, Jim? We could tell time on our show.
Well, I know. Yeah, exactly. Well, Mickey's Big Hand is on the 24. Okay, so we're talking about anger issues in the workplace and how when it spills over onto social media. But it's not just anger. You know, sometimes people say other things. I mean, they spill the beans. They go home and they talk about something that could lead a competitor to know what's going on there, you know. When I hire a new employee here, you know, we go over with them, you know, nothing about the business at all on your personal account, you know, on your social media. But you say that we need to have better policies for all this, right?
You do, Jim. And I think, you know, there's a fine line, as I say, especially when it comes to character defamation, libel, and then, as you say, trade secrets. Like, how far can you go? But I think the key thing is, Jim, is why do you need to even go there in the first place? And I think this is where companies...
But everybody thinks, people think that they're, you know, they think that they become publishers, you know. Everybody thinks they're an author. Everybody thinks they're a talk show host. Everybody thinks they've got a TV show or whatever, you know. And you know, that's fine if you want to do your own delirium tremens. But when you bring in the business stuff, you're hurting other people.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, the internet gives you your 15 minutes of fame. But the thing is, though, is once that dies down, then you go, okay, you know, I'm not getting the attention now. I got to post something else. Mm-hmm. And that's where, you know, where you get stuff with the company, because the company's always creating news for you because you're going to work every day. Or hoping you're going to work every day. So then you're bringing more stuff to share online. And it all depends what the nature of the information or the stuff you're angry about with the company. And I've always said this, Jim, if you're angry with the company, you've got a couple options. First of all, take it and speak to somebody within the company's organization, because most companies encourage open communication. And then I've always said, if you've got really that many issues with the company, then quit.
Yeah.
Like, why hang the company out to dry? They're, you know, they're paying you. They're your bread and butter. Why bite the hand that's feeding you?
Well, you know, one thing that happens, there really has to be conversations with your people to help them understand the different ways that they can get themselves into trouble. Their 15 minutes of fame could turn into 15 minutes of infamy, right? And it could be just what is appropriate for you to talk about. You know, had a great day at work today. You know, that sounds like a nice thing to say, right? People would want to hear about your company having employees having a great day. But then you say, just finished up that new proposal for whatever, you know, and now it's a trade secret, right? That you're getting out. Mm-hmm. So you have to, you got to be specific about this, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, and that's just what it is. It's like confidentiality. And this is the thing that people don't understand, Jim.
Don't you think people struggle with confidentiality more today than they did before?
Absolutely.
I think they do. I'm seeing it.
You're right. You know why, Jim? Is because the internet online social media has provided people with the opportunity to create a false version of themselves or persona. This is their alter ego. This is where they go and express stuff. And what happens, though, is this is where boundaries cross, blurred lines are happening, because people go, well, I normally talk about other stuff on there, so, oh, my God, now I'm actually doing this about work. And this is the problem, Jim. This is where the lines get crossed too much.
Well, and I'll tell you something, and I don't mean to pick on these folks, but this is not their fault. But brand spanking new workers right out, you know, the millennials, the very young, just with their first job, they don't know any better yet. No one's really explained probably to them, even though confidentiality should be kind of intuitive, they still need to have it explained to them. You can't presume that they intuitively know what to do, and so you have to, and you know what they'll do? They may roll their eyes at you, Peter, but you got to sit them down and say, no, look, you got to listen to this. Here's some things you can do. Here's some things you can't do.
You know what, Jim? I'm glad you bring that up, because this is, and I've been a professor for 20 years, and I teach stuff in psychology and addiction studies and that. And one of the things that I tell students and that stuff is I teach them instantly, first thing, about confidentiality and disclosure. Because can you imagine, Jim, if you're a psychologist, a psychiatrist, an MD or something,
right,
and it's like, okay, I'm done at work. I'm going to go on Facebook, and I'm going to talk about my patients now.
Right.
Like, that'd be horrific. And I think you've got to treat a company, a business, whatever it is, if it's internet technology, computers, banking, you don't want to be putting information out online about other people's privacy stuff.
Yep, yep. Hey, Peter, it's petersacco.com, right?
You got it, Jim, and there's free books there.
Oh, yeah. So check it out. Hey, Peter, good job today. Come back soon.
Anytime you want me, Jim. You have a great weekend, eh?
You too, buddy. Peter Sacco, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. That I
love. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.